We had patients coming in all the time with gunshot wounds, below the knee amputations.
Matthias Williams is a second year UB med student. He served on a first forward surgical team in Afghanistan. Williams shared his story with other students, asking them to keep an open mind about the medical care of veterans returning from war. Dr. Shauna Zorich is a UB graduate who also served in the U.S. Air Force. She talked about a growing female population of veterans that's now at about 1.8 million.
They're also the fastest growing segment of the VA users. So the VA is seeing more female veterans coming in, and especially more female veterans that are needing to access mental health services.
But medical students also learned it's not just current war vets they will be caring for. The largest veteran population is Vietnam War veterans. UB social work professor Dr. Lisa Butler conducted research.
Each era has different issues, different kinds of exposures, different kinds of combat issues.
UB School of Nursing professor Susan Bruce says we're finally getting smarter about caring for our vets.
That stigma's not there. Now we're stopping, we're stopping people in the airports and thanking them for their service, where with Vietnam, we boot them. They came home, they went and came home from Vietnam on passenger commercial planes. They didn't go. I mean, there were so many differences.
And I realized that I just don't know that much about veteran care, and I thought that maybe other medical students would be in the same sort of situation as me.
Second year UV med student Alexandria Reese helped organize the discussion.
As a group, veterans do so much for our country, and I think that it's really important for us as their future providers to learn the ways in which we can offer them better care.
What, if anything, did you learn today?
To always ask if someone has served, because I think that that's not something that I would necessarily think of.
Second-year med student Kimberly Dorso and first-year med student Arthi Agarwal noted this was the first time they've discussed the care of veterans in their medical school studies.
We haven't talked about veteran services at all, so I think it was helpful, and just some common sense things that you don't necessarily think about but are good to keep in the back of your mind.
I think the biggest thing I took away from the presentation today was that it's also important to acknowledge the family of the veterans, and that they actually go through a lot of sacrifice and trauma as well from the experience, even though they did not get deployed or serve.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.